Hi, my name is Alex Donaldson, and I will be conducting this interview on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 22nd of August 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you're from.
My name's Elizabeth Dawson, I'm 19, and I'm from Leeds.
And how are you doing today?
I'm alright.
So, how did you initially hear about the project?
Well, I read it on the news, and then you could, like, sign up, like, put your email address, and then they'd email you when it was, like, time to sign up. But then me and my friend signed up, but I didn't think I'd actually get a place. I thought my friend would get it because he lives nearer London, but no. It was me.
And what was it that actually inspired you to put yourself forward?
I thought it'd just be, like, a really good idea to be, like, part of art, since I'm, like, an art student myself. So I thought it'd be quite good to like tell people that I've been a part of something like this.
So how did you feel when you initially heard that you actually had a place?
I was excited, but then I didn't know whether to accept it or not, because I didn't know like if I could get anybody to come with me, or because I've never been to, this is like the first time I've ever been to London. So, but then my friend said she'd come, so it was all right. Then I just like said, yeah, I'll go.
So could you talk a little bit about what you're planning on doing today?
I didn't want to do anything like too like out there or anything, because I didn't see the point in like changing like what I am or who I am just for like 1 hour. So I'm just gonna like take some photographs and draw, and I was gonna like be on the phone to my friends, but my battery's run out. So I'll just use it so I can like as part of my art project that's got to be in September. So that'd be pretty cool.
And what exactly are you planning on doing when you're up there?
I think I'll like stand and take some photographs at first, and then probably sit down and like sketch for a while, and then just see how that goes.
And what are you going to be using as your subject matter?
Anything really. I'll just see what's up there, and then like probably pick something. I'll just like sketch like really briefly like everything, and then like concentrate on one thing.
And can you talk a little bit about art, and what it means to you?
Look, I've just started like my degree course, so I'm still like learning about like all different kinds of art and everything, but I suppose for me you can like use it to like express like what you're feeling, or I think it like opens a lot of doors like doing art, and because like you can like meet people or like travel the world doing art and stuff, so I think it's pretty cool.
And what kind of art have you been creating yourself? What style do you create?
Well, they've been like encouraging us to do like a bit of everything to try and find like what we're most interested in. But like I think the most that I've done is like photography and like general drawing of like the place I live in, which is like Carlisle, so like the surrounding bit. But I think photography is like the most I'm interested in.
So when you're actually up there, you're going to be drawing and taking photos
yeah.
as well?
Yeah, and I've got two cameras, so I think I'm going to put one down and like set it as a video recorder so I can like video it as well.
So can I ask you a little bit about yourself, where you're from, where you grew up?
Yeah, I'm from Leeds in West Yorkshire, and like I've lived there like all my life, but then I went to uni in Carlisle, and that was like the only place I looked at, and it was like my first choice. So but now I live up there like most of the time, and the only reason I'm like down here in summers because I don't have anywhere to live at the moment, but I'll be moving back up there in 2 weeks for the next 3 years.
And what are you studying at university?
I'm studying fine art. It was a 4-year course because I did the year zero in front of it, so technically this will be my first year in September.
And how was your first year?
Yeah, it was really good. There was like loads of things I didn't expect it to be like, because it was like a trip to like Amsterdam, and we had to do like speeches and stuff, which I suppose helped us like be more confident in stuff like that, because none of us had really done anything like that. But it like paves the way for like the first year, I suppose, because it helps doing like the year zero before the first year, because then you like get to know the place and like the tutors before first year, so you're ready to do your work when you get there.
Yeah. And apart from art, what else are you interested in?
I cycle quite a bit, because I'm in a few weeks I'll be doing like a charity cycle like 60 miles like in Leeds, so I've started that again. But shopping a lot. Yeah, that's like my main thing, shopping and going out, stuff like that, and like travelling.
And when you say travelling, have you been travelling to quite a few places?
Well, this summer I've been like, not like a load, but like I've been to London and like a few other cities and like that. But like in March I'll be going to like Barcelona, and then hopefully I'll be off to Canada in the summer as well. So that should be cool.
And when you say that this is your first time in London,
yeah,
how has the experience been for you so far?
It was really good. I didn't expect it to be like, I knew it'd be busy, but everyone seems to be like rushing everywhere, and it's like, I thought the tube situation would be a lot harder, but like if you've got a map, it's been all right. But I think 3 days should have it been longer, because you can't fit everything in 3 days.
So what have you seen since you've been here?
The first day we dropped our stuff off and we went to a market somewhere, I can't remember which one we went to. But then we went to Buckingham Palace and like the parks around there, and then we went like by the river, and then today we went to the Natural History Museum, and then tomorrow it's Oxford Street and the British Museum.
Right. So you've been living around Carlisle?
Yeah, for a year.
For a year. And you're originally from Leeds?
Yeah.
And how was it growing up in Leeds? What was your childhood like?
Yeah, it was really good. I lived on a farm up until I was like 13, 12, something like that. And then I moved like further into like the town, but it was like really good. Because I've lived there like all my life, so like all my friends have like grown up and I haven't had to move about so much. It was really good.
And what was it like growing up on a farm?
Yeah, it was alright. So I suppose some people found it weird. But yeah, it was really good, because you got to see like loads of stuff like that people that live in like cities and towns don't get to see.
And would you kind of wish that you'd spent more time in cities as a child? Or
I don't know really. I think, well, now like thinking about where I'm going to live in the future, I don't know, some cities I can think like, yeah, I can definitely live here, but I don't think I could like live in London. I think I prefer to live somewhere like outside of a city as opposed to in it.
And just to go back to your hour,
yeah,
what are your hopes, fears, expectations for your time?
I'm scared of like, because I don't know if I'll be like saying anything, because I was like going to talk to my friends on the phone, but I can't do that anymore. But I think it'll be alright if I just like get on with what I was going to do. I think it'll be alright.
And are you doing it for anybody in particular today?
No, just myself really. I'm just doing it because like I wanted to, not because of anything else. But I think some people at home will be watching, like my mum and my friends and stuff, so that should be alright.
And ultimately, what kind of experience are you wanting to get out of today?
Just to say that I've been like a part of like piece of art really, and obviously because I've been to London, I think it'd be like a good story to tell people in the future that I was like, I've been stood on the plinth, and because not many people have really. I know there's been like 2,000 and something, but compare that to the rest of like Britain and stuff, it's nothing really, is it?
And ultimately, what are you kind of hoping to get out of today?
Like I said, I think I'm gonna use it for like my project work for like the first year, so like hopefully like loads of sketches and loads of photographs that I can like use like when I get back home and stuff, and probably like develop more work from that.
And what medium are you using today?
I've just brought my pencil case. It's just like got coloured pencils and normal pencils, and I've got like two sketchbooks and a notepad and two digital cameras.
Well, thank you very much.
It's all right.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, it's all right. Thanks.